Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your kindly coming here and participating in this Krishna consciousness movement. So, I may inform our friends that His Excellency Mr. James is a devotee of Lord Ramchandra. I was talking with him. So, we are so pleased that we are associating with devotees. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Koy, Lavamatra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddha. The human life is meant for composing an association where devotees may take part, Sadhu Sangha. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Mahaseva Dharam Ahur Bhimukti. Mahaseva. Mahat means whose mind has been broad, not crippled. Crippled minded man thinks in terms of personal interest or society's interest or community's interest, nation's interest or international interest. Even international interest is crippled minded because there are many planets. If we expand ourselves from self-interest to family interest, from family interest to community interest, similarly, even if we expand to the international interest, it is imperfect. Unless your interest is expanded up to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the Vedic injunction in the Rig Veda. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashyanti Surayah. Those who are advanced in knowledge, their aim is, their interest is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. But people do not know what is his self-interest. That is indicated in the Srimad Bhagavat. Nate vidu sartha gatim hi Vishnu. Everyone should be self-interest. But in this material world, being illusioned, being bewildered by the material energy, we are thinking our self-interest in terms of our particular type of education. Somebody is thinking that simply I have to maintain my body somehow or other. Little expanded, thinking interest of society, you go on. But they do not know that the self-interest must expand to Lord Vishnu. And that is explained by Prahlad Maharaj. We are discussing this verse that Jathahi Purushasya Iha Vishnu Padopasarpanam Jadesa Sarva Bhutanam priya atme sarasvahi. Priya atme sarasvahi. Vishnu. Vishnu padopasarpana. Our self-interest must reach up to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. That is perfection. Otherwise, whatever interest we create, that is temporary interest, and it will be finished, and I shall create another interest. That knowledge is lacking in the modern civilization. We are interested in nationalism. That is very good. But we do not know what nationalism was in my past life and what nationalism will be there in my next life. That we do not know. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says that interest should be to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, as it is indicated, directed by the Vedas, Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. Unfortunately, somehow or other, we have forgotten that interest. That is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anadi bohirmukh jeev Krishna bhuli gela atayev maya tar golay bandhila. We do not know when we have forgotten Krishna, our self-interest. And because we have forgotten Krishna, therefore maya, the illusory energy of Krishna, has caught up us. Ataye mayatar golaye madhi. So you are existing in this conditioned state of life, fully under the control of maya. Brahmayan sarvabhutani jantra rudhani maya. That is stated in this Bhagavad Gita. Ishara sarvabhutana riddhese. Ishara sarvabhutana riddhese tishtati. Brahmayan sarvabhutani jantra rurhani maya. Just try to understand. We have given a kind of machine, jantra, this body, a particular type of machine. Actually, it is machine. It is a physiological machine. But the machine has developed by maya, prakriti, because I wanted it. Brahmayan sarvabhutani jantra rurhani maya. Ishara sarvabhutanam niddesha arjuna tishtati. Ishara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his paramatma feature, antarjami, he is situated in everyone's heart. In my heart, in dog's heart, in demigod's heart, everyone. Not only in the heart of the living entity, but he is within the atom. That information we get from the Brahma Sanghita. Ekappasau rachayatam jagadanda koti jachaktirasti jagadanda chaya jadantam annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajam. Ekappasau rachayatam. One partial expansion of Lord Krishna, Govinda. The prime factor is Govinda. So, in order to create this material world, he has expanded himself and by his one portion, which is known as Vishnu Tattva, Mahavishnu. The Mahavishnu is described jasyaika nishyasita kalama thavalamba jivanti loma biloja jagadanna natha. Vishnu Mahan Sahya Jasya Kalabhisisho Govindamadi Purisham Tamangmaja. You are getting this information from Lord Brahma, the creator of this particular universe. Very authoritative statement by his realization. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning, the description of the Lord is given Janmadasa Jataha Tene Brahma Dhida Adikavaye. First of all, he gave instruction, the Lord, Janmadasa Jataha, from whom everything is emanating. Lord Brahma is also emanating from him. Tene Brahma Dhida Adikavaye. So, how Lord Brahma got Vedic instruction? That is answered. Hrida. Hrida means through the heart. So, the Lord is situated in everyone's heart. In the heart of the Brahma or in the heart of the ant, not only in the heart, but also within the atom. Annantarasam paramanu chayantaras. Paramanu means atom. So, we do not know how many paramanus, atoms are there. That is impossible to count. Even if you are able to count how many paramanus or atoms are there, still you cannot know what is the limit of God's expansion and quality. So that God, Krishna, is Vasudeva, all expansive. So he is sitting in everyone's heart and he is giving opportunity, everyone, whatever he wants to do. Ishara Sarvabhutana Riddhese Arjuna Tishtati. He is situated there and he is so kind that the living entity, whatever he is wanting, the Lord is giving him. So this body is also given by God. It is made by the material nature, but it is given by God. Brahman Sarvabhutani. Just like we take a vehicle and travel. Similarly, we are wanting to do something. It doesn't matter what. And Krishna, as super soul, who is sitting within my heart, he is asking this material nature that you give him such and such body so that he can enjoy whatever he likes. So therefore, we are getting different types of body. And there are 8,400,000 species of life. So, this body, if you like, you can get the body of a human being, or you can get the body of a tiger, or you can get the body of demigod, or you can get the body of Lord Brahma, or you can get the body of the microbic germ in the stool. This will depend on your work. This is going on. There are innumerable planets, there are innumerable universes, and the living entities are all innumerable. And they are getting innumerable types of bodies, and every account is kept. Now just imagine what is the government of Krishna. And this is being managed. Ekaṃshi na sthito jagat. This whole worldly affair is being managed by one. Kshirodakshay Vishnu. These information we get from the śāstras. So, our position at the present moment is we are desiring something. We know, every one of us know, we have got different desires. Not that everyone has got the same desire. Why you have got different desires? And that different desires means different consciousness. That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Vyavasātmika buddhi rekeha kurunandana bahu sākha jhanantāsya buddhi abhyavasāyanam. Those who are not fixed up, they have got different desires. And they, because they have got different desires, they are getting different types of body. And because they are getting different types of body, they are rolling on, wandering in different situations, in different planets. But one who has come to the right conclusion of life, he is called Vyavasātmika Buddhi Eka. Eka means that Lord Vishnu. When our desire being becomes fixed up in Lord Vishnu, then our life is perfect. But that we do not know. Therefore, bahu sakha anantascha buddhi abhyavasayanam. Because our mind, because our desire is not fixed up in Lord Vishnu, we are manufacturing different desires, because mind's business is concoction, accepting something, rejecting something. This is going on. But by intelligence, we come to a certain conclusion. So, one who is above the activities of the mind, manaso para buddhi, one who has learned how to use his intelligence, that art is called buddhi yogam. Yoga on the platform of intelligence. First of all, in the beginning, our platform is sensuous. Indriyani pararahu. Material life means sensuous life. So those who are little above, they are on the mental platform. Poetry, philosophy, mental speculation. Above this, there is intelligence. That intellectual life required. That means we have to transcend the position of the sensuous life. We have to transcend the position of concocted mental speculation. We have come to the intellectual platform. That intellectual platform is called Brahma Jigyasa, Athato Brahma Jigyasa. Just like Sanatana Goswami, when he approached Lord Chaitanya, he very intellectually asked Lord Chaitanya, Ke ami kano more jape tapotroy? Who am I? Why I am suffering these three kinds of material, miserable condition of life? This is intellectual plan. This is intellectual part. And when we exercise this intellectual part of our life, that is called buddhi yogam. Buddhi yogam. Therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Krishna de bhaje sevaro chotur. The most intellectual person can become Krishna conscious. Not ordinary. Why? Now Krishna also confirms this in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhunam janmanam ante jnanavan mang prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudullava. He is most intellectual, mahatma, whose intelligence has been broadened so that he has understood Krishna, Vasudeva, as everything. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudullava. Very rare. So this Krishna consciousness movement, although it appears to be very easy, but it is very difficult. But by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, it has been made easy. Otherwise, it is not very easy. It is made easy in this way, that Krishna says, Bhunam janmanam ante jnanavan mang prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatmasudullava. Bhunam janmanam ante. The thing which is achieved after many, many births of intellectual activities. Lord Chaitanya says, now this is the point. You catch up this. Krishna also says, you catch up this. Why should you wait for many, many births? If it is a fact that after many, many births of intellectual exercises, you have come to the point of surrendering unto Krishna. Krishna says, the most confidential part of knowledge is that you surrender immediately unto me. So those who are actually intelligent, they take this opportunity and surrender unto Krishna. It is very easy if one accepts easily. But it is very difficult if one does not accept it easily. Otherwise, it is very easy. Krishna is canvassing that you surrender unto me. Aham tva sarva papi bhamokhoishyami. That is, Krishna is giving us the intelligence, buddhi yogam. And if you surrender, then Krishna says, as yours, tesam satatujuktanam bhajatang priti purvakam buddhi yogam dadamitam jenamam upajantite. Tesam satatujuktanam. Satata means 24 hours. Not that I meditate for 15 minutes and do all nonsense 24 hours. No. Sadata yuktana. One should be engaged 24 hours in the business of Krishna consciousness. That is possible. It is not that it is impossible. You can engage yourself in Krishna consciousness 24 hours without any cessation. But you have to know how to do it. That is being taught in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. But you can do it. And as soon as you take to it, tesang satatujuktana bhajatang priti purvakam. Krishna should be worshipped with priti, love, not official. Of course, in the beginning, we have to do it officially. In the beginning, we have to act by the direction of the spiritual master, by the direction of the shastras. But when we practice it by the direction of guru and shastra, sadhu, guru, shastra, bhak, then gradually you become attached to it. As I have explained several times, this attachment stage can be achieved under certain process. As Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says, Maya Saptamana Pratha, Jugang Junjan Madasa, Asang Sang Samagrang Ma, Jatha Gyasasita Chino. Krishna is teaching how you can develop your attachment for Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. We have to take it. We have to understand it. So, as soon as we develop this attachment, tesam satadut, attachment means just like you have got a lover or something lovable object. You cannot live without it. You are always searching, where is my lovable object? Where is my? That is called attachment. That attachment, as taught by Lord Chaitanya, he says, sunnayitam jagat sarvam govinda birahiname. This is the final stage of attachment. Yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching us that I am feeling everything vacant. Why? Being separated from Govinda. Sunnayitam jagat sarvam govinda birahiname. This is the highest stage of attachment. So this Krishna consciousness movement is teaching people how to become attached to Krishna instead of Maya. We are attached to Maya. We have created so many things, just arrangement for forgetting Krishna. Anything we make here for sense enjoyment. That means forgetfulness of Krishna. Sense enjoyment and sense service. Our senses are not for sense enjoyment. Just like, you take a crude example. There is a beautiful flower. It is made by Krishna. Krishna says, Punna gandham prithivyancha. Anything beautiful, any nice flavor, aroma, aromatic. Krishna says it is I, Punna gandham prithivyancha. Therefore, Krishna consciousness means, when you get a flower, nice rose flower, very aromatic. So if you think, let me enjoy it, let me smell it and enjoy it, that is material. The same flower, if you change your consciousness, that this flower is made by Krishna, so beautiful, so aromatic, let me offer it to Krishna. The same flower, you can become sensuous and you can give service to Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. There is nothing to be invented. Everything is there. Simply you have to change your consciousness. If you do not do that, then it is Maya. Then Krishna is there. Krishna has given you all facilities. He is there within your heart. He knows what is your purpose of life. You cannot hide from Krishna anything you desire. If you desire Krishna, then Krishna gives you intelligence. Buddhi yugam tadanitam. Yes, take this intelligence. You will come to Jena Mahamunyan. But if you desire to enjoy this material world, then he will give you facility, different types of bodies. If you think that I shall eat fresh flesh and fresh blood all night, you become a tiger. Why you are desiring? I give you all facilities. You have got nails and teeth and you just enjoy. Krishna gives you that enjoyment. If you don't discriminate, what is your food? Whatever you like, you eat, all nonsense. All right, you become a hog. Eat up to the stool. And the stool, the body,
is made so that the hog will like to eat stool. That is said by Pallava. Deha jogena dehina. The material enjoyment is given facility by Krishna by a particular type of God. Deva jogena dehina. So this is going on. Now here is the chance that human form of body. Now you have got discrimination, you can understand, because your consciousness is advanced. Now you can make your choice whether you want to continue this repeated birth and death in different species of life, or you want to go back to home, back to body. That is your decision. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Kumaro asarit praja dharmana bhagavatani ha manusam dhurravam manusam janma tadopi adhurvam arthadam. Very nice instruction. My dear friend, dhurravam manusam janma, this human form of body is very, very rare to achieve. Now we have got it. Therefore, let us begin Krishna consciousness from very childhood. That is the Vedic system. From the very childhood, a brahmachari is given Krishna consciousness. So that in future his life becomes perfect. What is that perfect? He knows Krishna by Krishna consciousness perfectly. And what is later? If one knows Krishna perfectly, then tapta deham pulan janmanaiti. Then after giving up this body, he does not come again back to take another material form. And he goes back to home. Mamubita pondiya dukhalayam masasata naknubandi mahatman saṃsiddhiṃ paramāṅgata. So this Krishna consciousness moment is very scientific, based on Vedic knowledge. And it is so perfect that we are actually seeing that anyone who is taking this Krishna consciousness moment, he is feeling how happy he is. I am getting thousands of letters from Western countries, from my disciples. How much transcendental feeling they are enjoying. So, I do not wish to take much of the time. This Krishna consciousness should be injected from the very beginning of life, from child. So, here our Honorable High Commissioner of Canada is present, His Excellency. So I request that you have come to our country, please try to understand this philosophy. And so far I have traveled in your country, I have traveled in Canada also, as you have already mentioned. We have got 5 branches in Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver, Hamilton and Ottawa. So the boys are struggling, they are distributing literature, their books, and I am getting very encouraging report. Many young men, they are coming. It is a very scientific moment. So I request you to to inform your government to give these boys who are struggling to inject this Krishna consciousness movement in your country all facilities. Thank you very much.